SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best Hour Every Day now officially underway. It is a Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network. Boy, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission. Thank you for tuning in today. We got a lot of hot topics on the docket today. A lot of good information to be shared. And it's a Major League Baseball Friday for us. Now, the Masters is going on right now, which I do want to tell the people about. Currently leading still, Justin Rose, -7 through 7 holes today, which again, he's even par today, but -7 for the tournament. Ludwig Åberg, Åberg, as we like to say. -1 on the day, -5. DeChambeau yet to tee off. Actually, he did tee off. DeChambeau is -1 through two holes. He's a -4. Where's my guy Rory at? Oh, that's right. He's -1 on the day through three holes like he was yesterday and completely folded up and took away all my sense and all my pride yesterday. At a +100 ticket at Bet365 for him to finish top 20. He was tied for 4, entering into the 15th hole, which is a par 5. And then detonated himself there. Thank you, Rory. Thank you. Let me just type this in, get some retweets out here for the people, and ready to go. So go MLB ready, baby. There we go. We're on. We're live. We're there. If you guys are following along here on the Sports Grid app, awesome stuff. SportsGridRadio.com. Fantastic. Sirius XM channel 159. And also, Sports Grid on demand, on the radio, every single day. I see more and more people subscribe there, which is fantastic stuff. Come in the chat box. Say hello. Let's get it on. Let's get it popping. Any major changes here to Augusta National and that leaderboard will certainly keep the people up to date. But I want to talk baseball, and I want to talk at a confluence of where we're at today, which means yesterday I lost. Dropped $100 in Major League Baseball yesterday. Not happy with that. I had 2 half-unit tickets, both lost, and some changes probably need to be made. Well, the best change you could possibly make is that, hey, weather, start to heat up just a little bit. But obviously in most cities today, that's certainly not going to be the difference. We have a full Major League Baseball slate today. All of the games are going to be played tonight. None in the afternoon. First start, 6:10 p.m. Eastern. That's Kansas City and Cleveland. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I had some thoughts going through because in the month, it's always interesting. I still expect to more win more than I lose, let's say. As Kristen Hess out there in the chat box, thank you for saying hello. There's your shout out. Clean slate today. We're ready to go. But I want to talk about the options that you have because the evolution of the season does change from April, May, June, July, August, and September, different ways to bet. Now, we're finally starting to see a decent amount of at-bats per player, depending on some of the matchups. Like, let's just say today, the Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Bo Bichette has 48 at-bats against right-handed pitching this season. He's facing a right-handed pitcher today. So a decent little climb from what we had for like the first 2 or 3 days of the season. That's all fine and good. But also, I'm being left at the altar way too many times from some decent baseball players that had good starts to the season that the expectations now should be that they're going to have a very good season all the way through, and that's not always the case. Like, Willier Abreu yesterday for the Boston Red Sox, I had Rafael Devers and Abreu in the 1+1+1 market. Devers singles right away in that baseball game. So I have all game long, including extra innings, for Willier Abreu to do something, and he did nothing. And also, multiple times in the past week itself is, I'm getting players to extra innings or late in the game, and I'm getting intentional walks. Like, the worst case scenario absolutely possible I've been running into. Because sometimes when you're running real hot, you're getting the breaks. Like, all right, it's the 12th inning. Your guy makes the last out. But in the 1+1+1 market, the very next inning, where does he start? On second base. You know, or you get the chance where it's like, hey, there's a runner on first and third and one out in extras. Perfect. Put the ball in play, cash in that ticket. We haven't gotten those yet, and that's okay. But starting to figure out now, like, the anchors in the lineup, and I don't mean anchor being the worst player, like the anchor leg of a relay, which is usually your fastest person, have been cashing in and cashing in fairly easily. A lot of guys hitting both of their numbers or multiple numbers in the first inning alone. Then you wait for that one guy who's in the 5th, 6th, or 7th, or 8th hole that's not coming through despite having good numbers. And yesterday, taking a look at the play I had, which lost, which was the bonus, was plus 100, boosted up 30% on Bet365 yesterday. And that was with the Milwaukee Brewers. Like Yelich, right away, bang, double down the line, fantastic. Then they had multiple innings with bases loaded where they got no runs, or should I say, any +1/+1s to help me out. But then you're finding yourself saying, okay, this guy's got good numbers, and he's getting pinch hit for in the fifth and sixth inning, which never would happen if you're dealing with the top of the lineup or the stars in the lineup. Now, as the season goes along, that's not really going to be a big issue, but I'm just trying to look and fine-tune some things and some opportunities. And also understand this. A lot of the guys that I'm taking, not a ton of RBIs to start the season either in that respect. So I am going to change a philosophy just a little bit, because as the season moves forward and as the weather does get better, the batters are going to be able to catch up to a lot of these pitchers, which is great. The temperatures go from 45 degrees to 85 degrees. That's great. The wind's blowing in at 12 miles an hour. They're going to blow out at 12 miles an hour. That's all fine and good. But I want to get back to the point in April where instead of taking the clusters, as I talk about it on teams, meaning if I have a pitcher that I want to fade, and I'm not necessarily talking about fading this pitcher. Let's just go Robbie Ray. Struggled last year against left-handed batters, a little bit with right-handed batters. It's insignificant now. But let's just say I think Robbie Ray gets blown up today by the New York Yankees in the Bronx. Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Judge, Chisholm, Volpe, Wells all have high ISO power numbers against left-handed pitchers on this early season. So normally you would say, okay, let me cluster. Bellinger, Judge, and Chisholm. That would be the three guys I would pick. +1/+1 market, which means Bellinger base hit, Judge base hit, Chisholm RBI, you're out the door. Or Bellinger walk, Judge walk, Chisholm home run, bing, 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 you hit all three of those. As opposed to just saying, you know what, I really like Aaron Judge in the lineup today. And then you flip it over and say to yourself, well then, okay, I'll take that guy, let's go over to another game which you really like, which I'm not saying I do, I'm just using this as hypothetical thoughts. Baltimore Orioles, boy, I love Cedric Mullins today. He has a 314 ISO against Francis, who's a right-handed pitcher, that matches up. So instead of going cluster, O'Hearn, Westberg, and Mullins, which again, look like a pretty decent cluster, I'm taking the best player from the best opportunity and not worrying about clustering them in the same game. That's one outlet to look at. Also, maybe taking a look at some plus money numbers as well. That +1/+1 market, instead of using them in a parlay themselves, maybe you just go and say, okay, I'm going to go 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, and 1.5, which means I take four opportunities with the chance of those being a little bit plus money, hit two of those out of the four, and you walk away with that. So we're always looking for added angles that we can certainly take advantage of, and I think that's going to be a good possibility for the next couple weeks until we see a lot more numbers come in, specifically from the pitchers, and also the weather changing. Because I don't want to get caught up in that same loop. Like, I started out the season first week and a half very well. Last couple of days haven't been profitable. You don't want to tweak too much because you want to trust the numbers that you have. But again, some of the numbers that you have on some of the individuals that you have, not always all that great, to be honest. So we're going to look to change some things, but I just wanted to set the table for this show today is we're going to talk all Major League Baseball. I'm going over every single game, and after this first commercial break, Kansas City, Cleveland at 6:10, and then we'll move forward. There are some instances where I probably will stay away from a game just because of the weather, but also, there are some spots I think make a lot of sense today. So our goal today is to uncover the batters that we like today, the pitchers that we want to fade, and maybe tweak some of the circumstances behind them. Also, I am 1-1 this season on taking the alt team totals in the first five innings. I didn't take any yesterday because I thought the card was really bad and weather conditions, and it just wasn't worth it. But I did get robbed a little bit the night before on the Phillies, who I basically have 9 total wagers in on those. I've won 8 of the 9, but again, they're parlays, so I'm only 1-1 on those parlay numbers. The Phillies, who had 14 batters 2 nights ago against the Atlanta Braves, and we include the Braves, excuse me, in that game, in the first 5 innings, and nobody scored. Then all of a sudden, they ramped it up post-5th inning. It always happens that way. We got a lot of action to get to today. The Major League Baseball Friday, right here on the Early Line. Psych, money line, sorry.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, now, right back at it here. It's a Friday afternoon on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie Wright's out. It's a solo mission. This is Moneyline. Let's get down to the business here. Had a nice little soliloquy to open up the show and tell you where I'm thinking about going in Major League Baseball today. So let's get it started here and take a look to see if we have any advantages that we can use. Cleveland and Kansas City today. Temperatures 42 degrees, wind blowing in at 5 miles per hour. So not the greatest circumstances that one would like. On the mound today, it is going to be Bubich taking on Tanner Bibee. If we take a look at Chris Bubich on the mound, 140 batters he faced last year, sensational against. This current season, 49 batters he's faced, sensational against. You take a look at the lineup today for the Cleveland Guardians, who doesn't hit left-handed pitching all that well. That's a complete no from me on that side of the equation. The Kansas City batters going up against Tanner Bibee last year, who did struggle with left-handed batters. 435 he faced, a 197 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of 348. Did very well, however, against right-handed batters. This season, not a lot of good for Tanner Bibee. You look at the 43 batters that he's faced, an ISO of 385 and a weighted on base percentage of 410. That's combined. Lefties are at a 455 ISO. Again, only 11 at-bats and a 419 weighted on base percentage. Right-handed batters, who Bibee cleaned up against last year, getting sizzled this year. 357 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 407. And by the way, 43 batters this year that he's faced, a 14% K rate. That'll damage you each and every time. Now, let's take a look at the Kansas City offense in bad weather conditions. Bobby Witt Jr.'s weighted on base percentage against righties this year, 265, bad. Vinny Pasquantino, 265, bad. Salvador Perez, 242, bad. Massey, 308, bad. Renfro, 178, bad. MJ Melendez, 177, bad. So unless you're just looking to fade Tanner Bibee today in cold weather conditions, I don't know if I can do it. So that's out. That's out for me. Not doing it. End of story. We move on from that game. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati today. This game's played at Cincinnati. 47-degree temperatures and a wind actually blowing out to left field at 9 miles per hour. So, okay, so you know what? Let's see if we can get a clean start out of this. Bailey Falter will be on the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates. 590 batters he faced last year. 164 ISO against and a weighted on-base percentage of 320. So basically average last year. Let's fast forward to this year. 45 batters he's faced. He's been average to right-handed batters, which is okay. He's actually struggled with the 12 left-handed batters he's faced to the tune of a 545 ISO and weighted on base percentage of 632. Not great. But you look at the lineup today for the Reds against left-handed pitching. Friedel, bad. Steer, bad. De La Cruz, bad. Encarnacion Strand, bad. Candelario, bad. Dunn, bad. Espinal, bad. Marte, bad. I mean, it's bad all the way across. So it's a shame that you might have some action. Or if you were just saying, Donnie, I don't care about this. I just want to fade Bailey Falter and go with some left-handed batters. The only one in the lineup is TJ Friedel. He's been terrible against left-handed pitching this year. So in that one, no Reds, nothing. And then the Pittsburgh lineup, which always leaves a lot to be desired. Brady Singer on the mound here for the Cincinnati Reds last year had a decent season. Dominant against right-handed bats, but poor against left-handed bats. Through 418 batters from last year. Flip that over to this year. He's been really good, guys. 49 batters he's faced, an ISO of 067, and a weighted on base percentage of 247. Equal dominance to lefties and righties this year. You look at the Pittsburgh lineup today. Sawinski, bad. Reynolds, bad. Bart, bad. Rodriguez, bad. Fan, bad. Frazier, bad. Kondrafalefa, bad. See what I'm going on this? Not great weather conditions and really bad offenses in the first two games. We wipe the slate clean. Let's move over to the Bronx. It's the San Francisco Giants taking on the New York Yankees today. Weather conditions again get cold. 46 degrees at first pitch. Temperature's going to drop throughout the game. Rain in the forecast. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from center field. Not a great look. However, Robbie Ray last year, terrible versus lefties. Threw 25 batters that he faced, which again wasn't a lot because he was injured and, you know, milling around probably minor league baseball. This year, 43 batters he's faced, a high weighted on base percentage to lefties, but that's only 3 at-bats to righties. He's got a 293 weighted on base percentage, but a high ISO power number. You look at the Yankees lineup today, Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Judge, Chisholm, Volpe, and Wells, also Trent Grisham, all high ISO power numbers against left-handed pitchers. But again, you have to weigh yourself on this one. Does Robbie Ray get blown up in the Bronx tonight? The weather conditions aren't that great for hitting. You take a look at his early season right now. He's done decent against lefty and righty batters, but is it one of those just go, Donnie, I don't care. Left-handed pitcher against Aaron Judge, just give me all day Aaron Judge. I get that. But but I'm trying to be even more selective at this point, at this time in the season, where you might just say, you know what, I'm going to trust and go with my gut instinct. And you might be right. At the end of the night, for Aaron Judge not to have a base hitter in RBI probably would be pretty crazy based on what he does to left-handed pitching. But again, it's cold weather temperatures. If we even get this game in, it feels like. Vic Ferrara in the chat box out here. Cincinnati has been god-awful. Yeah, a lot of teams here, which is so tough when you're looking at some of these batter props to go up against some of these pitchers they should hit, and you're wondering why they're not hitting. Those are some tough scenarios. Let's flip it to San Francisco. Marcus Stroman last year, to right-handed batters who he faced 347 times, actually had a decent ISO power number and weighted on base percentage against. Left-handed batters, completely different. Raised ISO power number, raised weighted on base percentage. Fast forward to this year. Those statistics from last year are holding up this year. Why? Marcus Stroman, 38 batters faced. Very good against right-handed batters. Very poor against left-handed batters, to the tune of a 227 ISO and a 340 weighted on base percentage. The one thing that we do like about Yankee Stadium is when you get a chance to take a left-handed batter, if you think has some promise, you get the short porch out of right field. Just hit a pop fly, that ball's out of here. So if I'm writing down names from this San Francisco game, and again, I left the Yankees off on purpose. Might be able to add them in later. It's just like, you know what? This makes too much sense with some of these guys. I expect the Yankees to hit. But the Yankees haven't been hitting all that great. They go to Detroit. Yes, it's a bigger ballpark, but you still had cooler temperatures there, and it wasn't really in love, per se, with what I was seeing. Jung-Ho Lee, which I'm going to write down right now, has good numbers against right-handed pitching this year. 38 at-bats, a 229 ISO, and a 391 weighted on base percentage, right in the middle of that lineup. Then you go down to another left-handed batter, Mike Yastrzemski. 33 at-bats against right-handed pitching, a 286 ISO, and a 498 weighted on base percentage. So I'm going to write Yaz down in that spot. That looks like a sneaky team total that you might be able to tack for San Francisco. But do we want to outsmart ourselves, people? Not great weather conditions. What do we do? The do's and don'ts of betting in the month of April. Sonny writes out here, more Major League Baseball handicaps on the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here. The best hour of your day certainly is Moneyline. Just take a look at the Masters update right now. Justin Rose does have a birdie on the board now. 8-under, a 3-shot lead over Bryson DeChambeau and Ludvig Åberg. DeChambeau is 2-under on the day, and Åberg is minus 1 on the day. Sungjae Im is 2-under on the day. He's minus 3 for the tournament. Rasmus Højgaard is minus 3 today and minus 2 for the tournament, now making a move at this point. So interesting moving right now on the Masters leaderboard. We'll keep it updated with any highlights that we have coming up here. But certainly we want to get back to the Major League Baseball card. It's such a full slate today that we are ready to rock and roll and take a look at. Now, we've been through a couple games already, not finding a lot of love overall. But the Giants, I do think, make some sense with a couple left-handed batters. Now, also, if you want to extend that to Lamonte Raid in the leadoff spot, got a high ISO, but a low weighted on base percentage, that could be something to look at. But maybe a sneaky team total, as I said. If I'm looking at the numbers for a team total in this one, not an alt team total. Let me just go to team props. I'm just going to take a look at 365 here because they list it all at the same time. We have the Giants at 3.5 at minus 115 and the Yankees at 3.5. So that's always going to have intrigue to me. I'm sorry. We'll take a look once the starting lineups come out. But for me, just looking at that side, like the Yankees lineup, don't love the pitching matchup per se. Don't love the weather conditions today in the Bronx. But there is a chance here where we look at the San Francisco Giants and say, you know what? There's a chance they can score as well. It's interesting. It's a low total in that game. We'll see in just a bit. Toronto and Baltimore, same issues. It's East Coast. It's freezing cold temperatures. Mid-40s at first pitch in Baltimore today. Wind blowing dead in from right field at 12 miles per hour and a 50% chance of precipitation in the forecast. Ugly. Take a look at Bowden Francis on the mound today for those Toronto Blue Jays. 408 batters he faced last year. Good season. 175 ISO, 275 weighted on base percentage. This season, a mixed bag. 46 batters total faced. A high ISO to lefties, a low ISO to righties. A low weighted on base percentage to lefties, a high weighted on base percentage to righties, right? Go figure. The middle of that lineup does look good, though. Rutschman, O'Hearn, Westbrook, Mullins, and O'Neill, all with high ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages against right-handed pitching. But again, when we're looking maybe in the middle of the summer, what's more of a feel like this game's going to score runs, You have the cold weather temperatures and the rain built into that forecast. It just makes it tough to fire away with intuition as opposed to just sticking to what you're looking at. Cold weather conditions, not a lot of great matchups from the mound per se to the batter, and away you go. The Toronto Blue Jays, outside of Andrés Giménez, everybody has been terrible with power against right-handed pitching. Sugano will be on the mound today for the Orioles, 41 batters he's faced this year. Very good numbers to lefties and righties. So it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, first four games of the day, maybe something with San Francisco. But I don't want to reach out and just force something that doesn't have to be forced at this point. All right, let's get down to some warmer weather temperatures. Atlanta and the Philadelphia Phillies last night played late into the night. The Braves pick up an extra inning victory, get on a plate and head to Tampa Bay. 73 degrees at first pitch, wind blowing out to right field at 11 miles per hour. Why is that important? Once again, people, it's not Tropicana Field. You know what it actually is? It's George Steinbrenner Stadium, which is Yankee Stadium South. Same dimensions, the right field, short porch out there, and a wind blowing out. That piques my interest right away. You take a look at the starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves today. It's Bryce Elder. Last year, 226 batters that he faced, high ISO, high weighted on base percentage. Both lefties and righties hit him alike, which included a 405 weighted on base percentage to lefties. Let's focus on the lineup today for the Rays. Brandon Lau in the lineup. Lefty, 32 at bats, 290 ISO, 441 weighted on base percentage. That's a guy that I want to take a look at. So I'm going to write Tampa Bay, and I'm going to go with Brandon Lau to start. Caminero, good numbers behind him here. Maybe something that we can work off of. But if you take a look at Bryce Elder, by the way, this year, just to refocus, 17 total batters he faced. Right-handed batters through nine of them, he's been good. Lefties have lit him up. So that's why I'm really focusing on lefties there. Jonathan Aranda in the middle of that lineup, who is also a left-handed batter. A 409 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 551 against right-handed pitching. So I'm going to write down his name, Aranda, for the Rays. You go down that list even more. Cameron Meisner, left-handed batter, rocking right-handed pitching. So I'm going to write down Meisner at this point. But here's what comes into the issue. And this is what I want to talk about. Let me go to last season. You take a look at Lau. Very good season still against right-handed pitching. We like to see that. Aranda, very good last year through his 124 bats. Meisner was brutal last year as a younger player in Major League Baseball. Does he turn the tide? Those are the things we sort of have to weigh in, because I don't want to get myself caught up and go Meisner, and he gets pinch hit for late in the game because he's faced another left-handed pitcher. See where we're going? Smart, shrewd decisions today. That's what we're getting. It's Moneyline. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball, we're getting there, people. Maybe team totals today, too. There are a couple of them. Sneaky ones, too, right? Maybe buy some alt lows. See what we can do. Try to wait out this with these type of weather conditions. I think we got some stuff here. By the way, real quick addition. College football, love it. Pro football, love it. Just see Pete Thamel with a tweet. 11:22 a.m., so 10 minutes ago. Sources. Tennessee quarterback, Nico Iamaleava. I think it's Iamaleava, I want to say the last name. I think I did pretty good name recognition with that. Did not attend Tennessee spring practice today. He's been in conversations with Tennessee about a new contract. The no-show of the practice came as a surprise. So, holdouts in college football. The reason I bring this up is, I don't mind it now. I'm actually buying into and enjoying from my personal perspective of, I think, the best college football and the best college basketball we're getting now is because the NIL era is taking away the lower-level teams. We just want the best teams. Like I'm fine with a top 25, top 20, and you can't crack into it with, you know, BCS, these teams. Now, granted, I want to see the best players. That's it. But I don't want to hear anybody say, like, oh, look at this. College football is getting ruined. No. I never wanted any pay for play. I don't believe college football players should play. Oh, but they make the colleges so much money. Simple. Don't play college football. You come out of high school, you think you're a great quarterback, and you think you're going to be a pro quarterback. Don't go to college. Sign with an agent. Sign with an ad agency. And you wait 2 or 3 years, then you go play professional football. So get off that mentality of, it's not fair to these kids. No, they don't have to play. Do you ever accept a job that you didn't think was fair pay? Like, you know what? I'm forced in. No, you're not. Don't take that job. But I do get a kick out of now they have college football spring holdouts from a quarterback entering into next season. Great stuff all the way across the board. Now back to Major League Baseball. Tampa Bay Rays, Atlanta Braves. Lowe, Aranda, and Meisner on the list here. Meisner is a little bit of a question mark, which I am going to put a question mark next to his name. But I do think there's some opportunities based on last year and this year's statistics that make some sense for these players. Also, again, not 43 degrees, 73 degrees at first pitch. Not wind blowing in, wind blowing out. Small ballpark, per se, to right field. Lefties will have an advantage tonight. Taj Bradley will be on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays going up against the Braves lineup today. Right-handed pitcher. Last year, 577 batters he's faced. Lefties got the best of them last year. This year, it's righties getting the best of them. But limited appearances, of course, only 44 batters that he's faced. This is where I don't want to get myself into trouble, because I do think the Atlanta Braves batters might have some decent looks. Ozuna's got a high weighted on-base percentage against right-handed pitching. So does Sean Murphy. But again, the majority of that lineup hasn't hit all that well this year. I don't just want to take them due to ballpark size and weather blowing out that I'm going to be using. So again, looking more of a Tampa Bay side. Be shrewd, let's think this thing out, and let's make some money. Let's move on. Washington and Miami tonight. This game's going to be played in Miami. Maybe if the dome is open tonight, it's warmer temperatures outside, no precipitation, the forecast, that could help the ball travel in that giant ballpark. But even if the roof is closed, we don't have to worry about cold conditions and rainy conditions. That's a start. Mitchell Parker will be on the mound for the Washington Nationals. Last year had good numbers. 646 batters he's faced, a 150 ISO, and a 315 weighted on base percentage. Let's flip over to this year, guys. 50 batters he's faced, a low ISO, and a low weighted on base percentage. But he does have a low K percentage and a high walk percentage. So he's going to have traffic on base. And the question is going to be, are we going to get anything worth of a lifeline from that Miami Marlins offense? Edwards, Lopez, Wagaman, Hill, Bride, Myers, Fortes, Sanoa, I guess his name, and Paulie to end up that lineup. Limited bats there. Maybe Otto Lopez is probably the best, but I don't look for that and say, that's a must-have guy in my lineup. Let's flip it over to Washington. Edward Cabrera is going to be on the mound. Last year, he's a right-handed pitcher, 418 batters. Very good against right-handed batters. Last year, not so good against lefties. 211 batters he's faced from the left side, high ISO power number, high weighted on base percentage. This year, no statistics on the mound. You look at the lineup, you do have some, what? Did we just find a sneaky team total? Did we? Let's look here. So I'm going to go Washington and write it down, because here's what we got. CJ Abrams, 24 bats against right-handed pitching, a 500 ISO and a 410 weighted on base percentage. So I'm going to write down Abrams as a chance. Number two. Kybert Ruiz, a switch hitter, 217 ISO, weighted on base percentage 441 against right-handed pitching. Let's go with Ruiz. Number three, Nathaniel Lowe, 31 at-bats against right-handed pitching, a 407 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of a 518. So let's write him down. We will go low, 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 low. Now you could also probably include James Woods. He's been hot as of late, but not doing all that well against right-handed pitching. But I do think we might have one of those sneaky one-and-a-half style team totals here based on Edward Cabrera. But Abrams, Ruiz, and Lowe make a lot of sense on Washington. So let's keep that one and file that one away. That's one that might be something on our radar here for this. Okay. Boston, Chicago. Sox versus Sox. Temperature is 46 degrees in Chicago, the windy city. Not so windy, though. Only a 3-mile-an-hour wind, which does help. Limits the damage of how cold it actually is. Sean Newcomb will be on the mound for the Boston Red Sox. Left-handed pitcher. Last year, only 36 batters he faced from the right side. Detonated, though. 250 ISO, weighted on base percentage of 427. Against left-handed batters this year, he's been very good. Last year, I should say, yes. This year, 41 batters he's faced. A 419 weighted on base percentage to righties, but a zero ISO, which means he's giving up walks, and he's giving up base hits, just not power base hits. Left-handed batter, same thing. ISO of 111, weighted on base percentage 403. Could be interesting here. Now, if we look at the Chicago White Sox lineup, it's bad. It always is really bad. Austin Slater's got great numbers through 9 at-bats against lefties. So let me go back to last year. Slater had terrible numbers against lefties last year. See what I mean? This is why we have to separate ourselves. As much as I want to go after Sean Newcomb today, I can't, because I don't trust that lineup as far as I can throw it this season in cooler temperatures. It's a shame. It's just the way it is. Davis Martin on the mound here for the White Sox. Last year, 211 batters faced. had a decent season, to be honest. 104 ISO against and a 327 weighted on base percentage. Now, the 327 weighted on base percentage, that's about average. That's last year. Fast forward to this year, guys. Davis Martin, 49 batters faced, 238 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of 388. Lefty batters, 235 ISO, 406 weighted on base percentage. Extremely elevated. Right-handed batters, 240 ISO, 375 weighted on base percentage. And also, this season, just like last season, not high K rates. 49 batters faced, only an 8% strikeout rate. Balls in play always help. And the question is, what can the Red Sox do? Had the walk-off victory yesterday. Rafael Devers looks like he's back this year. He does. So if I'm looking from a Boston Red Sox perspective, so we have Washington there. We'll go Boston here. Devers, who cashed in yesterday, but again, I didn't win any money off it. Thank you. Alec Bregman, who does have really high numbers again this year. So let me write down Bregman as a chance. Not going to say I love it, but when we talk, I'm going to talk about something in a second as well. Christian Campbell, unbelievable numbers. So is Willy Abreu. You know today is the day that Abreu is going to go nuts, right? That's four at bats, two base hits, two RBI. You don't want to actually enter into a contest and sort of block out the players that you had yesterday that didn't perform. Because Abreu had good numbers again last year, guys, going up against right-handed pitching. So even though I'm angry, Willy Abreu probably should still be on that list for me. And I listed him down there. Not going to definitely take him. But some of the topics I talked about to start the show, right, where you're saying to yourself, like, you know Devers has to be in your lineup today. Like, that's almost a must. Probably Lau from Tampa Bay, excuse me, probably has to be on your list. Abrams probably for Washington has to be on your list. But we're not all the way through yet. Like, these are just the ones that we think are automatics. But I do. Devers is an absolute automatic today. There's no question in my mind. He's going to be part of it if we can put something together. Live, learn, love it, profit. Let's do it. It's Moneyline. We'll be right back. More capital.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How are we doing out there in these streets here? Sonny Wright's out here. It's a solo mission. It's the Sports Grid Network. And it's Moneyline. And we're handicapping Major League Baseball here on a Friday. 8:10 start tonight, Detroit and Minnesota. David Festa. It's a Festa. Enjoy the Festa. With David Festa on the mound tonight for the Twins. Last year, not very good numbers. Lefty and righties. More average. More slightly above average numbers against him, which is good. Hasn't have any innings yet pitched today. Excuse me, this season. 52-degree temperatures in Minnesota tonight. And you have a lineup that does look pretty decent. Carpenter, high numbers. Riley Green, high numbers. Torkelson, high numbers. Even my guy Dylan Dangler with high numbers. So if I'm writing down three names, because again, we don't have freezing cold temperatures and decent looks. Carp. Who else do we have in here? Green. And also Torkelson. As maybe some looks here for Detroit. Let's flip it over to the other side. Going up against Reese Olson, who last year threw 503 batters. It was fantastic. 107 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 284. Equal opportunities to lefties and righties, did very well. 45 batters on the season this year. Good numbers against righties. Not so good numbers against lefties. But again, it's only 19 batters when he was sensational against those batters last year. I'm going to lay off the Minnesota Twins. Like, even if you said, hey, I want to take some lefties, Walner probably would be decent. Castro in the two-hole will be decent. Larnach in the middle of that lineup. Edward Julien. I have to trust in this. Now, last season, let's go over and see what they were doing. Walner was fantastic against right-handed pitching last year. Larnach was very good as well. So was Miranda. But I just don't trust that team right now. It's 20 at-bats, 30 at-bats. Well, you know what, to be honest? Walner's probably the best of that grouping in Minnesota. Leadoff batter, bats left. And what has he been doing the past couple of games? So let me just look at his logs. 0 for 3 against the Royals, 1 for 4. Maybe pinch hit on the 8th, so only one at bat listed there. Didn't have any statistics. But before that, against the Royals, 2 base knocks, 4 base knocks against the Astros, 1 knock against the Astros, 1 knock against the Astros. So he's been pretty good here as of late. That might not be a bad one to look at per se. High weighted on base percentage. A couple guys behind him can knock him in. But again, last year, Reese Olson had some really good numbers against lefties. And we're just looking at 19 at-bats this year. Maybe we'll hold off on that one. Angels and the Houston Astros. Break up the Angels, man. Look pretty good at the plate this year. Logan Ohapi doing damage. Jorge Soler doing damage. You take a look at Mike Trout doing some damage out here. And they're going up against today, Ronel Blanco, who had a good season last year through 685 batters. Now, current season, ISO power numbers, infinitesimal. Weighted on base percentage, a little bit high to right-handed batters. Good-looking lineup for the Angels. I'm going to pass on this one. There's not enough at this point. Not enough. Take a look at the Houston side of things. Kochanowicz? Is that how you pronounce this pitcher? Haven't seen him live. Haven't heard his name pronounced, but I'm assuming that's what it is. Last year, good numbers through 265 batters. This year, struggling a little bit against lefties. A terrible-looking lineup on the mound today. Should I say at the plate today for the Astros. We'll pass. Philadelphia and St. Louis. Aaron Nola last year, average. 178 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 317 against. 844 batters that he faced here. Now, fast forward to this year. 48 batters he's faced. Right-handers getting some good damage off him. Lefties are pasting Aaron Nola. Nupar let me down a couple nights ago. Nupar leads off with a 358 weighted on base percentage in his 39 at-bats against righties this year. And last season had a pretty decent statistical year as well against righties. So as much as I don't want to do it, and he let me down last time, Nupar is going to be circled. But the rest of that lineup, not a lot to love. Brendan Donovan, who did have a base hit for us last time, he also would be another guy that would be on my list as a possibility. Don't love it, though. From a Phillies perspective, by the way, Pallante talked about it this morning on the early line. I'm not so sure the Phillies have the better pitch on the mound today with Aaron Nola. They were slight favorites early this morning, and they still actually see that, and that's where that line shifted now. Now it's getting lower and lower. They're minus 115. They were minus 125, the Phillies, earlier. Again, getting in late, I'm interested to see the starting lineup that the Phillies put out today since playing Atlanta on the road so late and losing that game. You look at the lineup for the Phillies, there's really a lot to like. Like, Alec Boehm is horrendous. But outside of him, high-weighted on-base percentages and or ISO power numbers, but Pallante last year was sensational. 509 batters that Pallante faced last year, an ISO of 098 and a weighted on-base percentage of 263. That's fantastic. Excuse me, 295. So slightly higher, but still well below that threshold that you like. Lefties have been corking Pallante this year, though. 438 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 415, which again brings Schwarber, brings Kepler, and Harper into the tent. But if you're going based on last year's statistics for Pallante against lefties, filthy. 056 ISO, weighted on base percentage of 257. That's interesting to me when we're looking at it. So again, leap of faiths that you might be taking in May and June, I don't know if we can do that tonight. Could the Phillies hit Pallante? They could. Could they really struggle? Yeah, they really could. Milwaukee and Arizona tonight. That's a 940 start. Quintana's on the mound for the Brewers. Last year, against right-handed batters, very good. This year, no statistics. 780 at-bats he faced, or batters he faced last year. Struggled with lefties, but not righties. But we're not just going to take lefties in the lineup. It's going to be a majority right-handed batting lineup tonight. I'm out on the Diamondbacks to start. Don't have enough statistics here, per se, on Jose Quintana. The Diamondbacks are going to start Eduardo Rodriguez. Left-handed pitcher was terrible last year through 233 batters that he faced. This year, 41 batters that he's faced. Right-handers are corking him. But as I say that, this lineup for the Brewers stinks out loud against lefties. Yelich is terrible. Contreras is terrible. Hoskins is terrible. Frelick is terrible. Even though Frelick doesn't have any ISO power numbers, he does have a high weighted on base percentage. So I technically take that back. But we're not hunting left-handed batters against Rodriguez. If there's anything that you do in this game, it's Jackson Churio, who last year actually had an okay weighted on base percentage but a low ISO power number. So the Brew Crew, one player today of this game, Jackson Churio. That's it. That's it for that one. Now let's get into the late night games. Colorado and San Diego. Ramon Marquez is on the mound. Blown away last year by right-handed batters, but a limited sample size. Much better this year. The Colorado batters going up against Nick Pivetta. I'm out on that game too. So that was simple. That was real simple. Let's get started. Three final games in the final segment of Moneyline on a Friday. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How about that, people? About 10 minutes away from eating some pizza. What are you guys eating today for lunch, breakfast, wherever you're at listening at this point? I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to end the weekend style, watch a little Masters, bet a little baseball, and away we go into the weekend. I don't care about the NBA tonight. I don't care about the NBA Sunday. I will care about the NBA next week once we finally get to the playoffs. As I told you, three more games to go in this final segment. Texas and Seattle. Jacob deGrom's on the mound. Last year, limited batters. This year, limited batters. Left-handers getting the best of them here. I'm not going with any Seattle bats here. 51-degree temperatures up there in the Pacific Northwest. Light wind blowing in from left field, so insignificant there. Bryce Miller's on the mound. Good season last year. Average season statistical this year, but again, only 48 batters faced. We're out on that game completely. The New York Mets and the Athletics out there in Sacramento. Interesting. Griffin Canning's on the mound, 740 batters he faced last year, a 194 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 345. Left-handed batters cracked him last year. This year, we do have a little bit of changes. Through 27 batters, Canning's been really good. Weighted on base percentage and ISO against righties. Take a look today at the lefties. 13 batters he's faced, a 13.394. Weighted on base percentage and ISO of 100. So, I take that deep breath because Tyler Soderstrom has been absolutely annihilating baseballs. But it's one where it says, like, well, what do you do? Like, Canning was bad against lefties. Soderstrom is a dominant lefty. You know what? I'm still going to write him down. It's not like he's a flash-in-the-pan guy. What did Soderstrom do last year? Last season had good numbers to 191 bats against right-handed pitching. And last year, also, Brent Rooker was sizzling hot, and so was Lawrence Butler. But this year, Rooker's really struggling against righties. Lawrence Butler is a high weighted on base percentage. Again, I don't want to stretch myself out. So I'm going to lay off at the Oakland Athletics. If things were different right now, weather temperatures, more numbers in, we probably would take a flyer on them. Let's go to the other side. J.P. Sears on the mound. Last year, left-handed pitcher, struggled a bit with right-handed bats. This year, not struggling all that much with right-handed bats or left-handed bats through his 51 batters he's faced. You take a look at the current season, Soto, high-weighted on base percentage. Alonso, high-weighted on base percentage. But nobody in that lineup has any ISO power numbers. So again, usually we take a leap of faith. We are not doing that today. Final game of the card, Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boyd on the mound for the Cubs. Last year, great statistics through 213 batters he's faced. This year, 45 batters, slightly higher weighted on base percentage to lefties, but very good against righties. Usually just go Otani and Betts and Edmund and Hernandez and Smith. And maybe you can do that today. But no leap of faith today, people. We're not doing that in the month of April. The Cubs lineup going up against Yoshi Yamamoto. Great statistics last year. Fumbling around a little bit with right-handed batters this year. But again, only 20 at-bats listed in a pitcher's environment. Now, granted, it is 72 degrees with a light wind blowing out to center field. I'm not going to risk this. Like, Tucker's got unbelievable statistics. So does Seiya Suzuki. Even Michael Bush has some decent numbers. We're not doing that. Okay. So when we take a look at our card today, and I'm going to figure out a way, is which way do I want to go? Is it team totals first five innings for these teams? Is it team totals combined first five innings for the teams? Is it going to be individual plays, clusters in games? I don't know if I'm going to do that. But San Francisco, two players picked out. It's Yaz and it's Lee. And then we have Tampa Bay. Got three players picked out for them. Washington, three players picked out. Boston, four players picked out. Detroit, three players picked out. St. Louis, two players picked out. And then that final game, we take a look here, which, who did I list there? I'm trying to see. Was it Soderstrom? Sometimes I can't even read my own writing. Is that Milwaukee? Churio, I'm sorry. Yeah, Milwaukee. I couldn't even read my own writing with Jackson Churio to start. So this might be one where we're not in love with the card. The weather isn't all that fantastic. But there are some players like Lau, Abrams, and Devers at the top of that card that make a lot of sense in the 1+1+1 market. I'm going to figure out a game plan today that's going to be accessible. So if you're listening right now, I always post at Right Side VP. Action in tonight. where we're playing things and which way we're going to take some of these angles. Because we can have fun tonight, or we can get shunned tonight. And I'm not about getting shunned tonight anymore like I did the last 2 days. Losing $50 in baseball 2 nights ago, losing $100 yesterday. Unacceptable. Friday's payday around these parts, people. And we're getting paid today. Chris Brown, the Wheels of Steel. I'm Donnie Wrightside. Thanks for listening to The Moneyline. We'll do it again on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.